And why did the administration do that?
You know, foreign aid has historically had bipartisan support. It saves lives and has been generally seen as a way for America to wield influence and build goodwill. But the Trump administration saw it differently, that the way America was doing foreign aid was ineffective and wasteful. USAID in particular was viewed as far left and irredeemable. Its programs that provided support for LGBTQ people or reproductive health and climate solutions were seen as part of a woke agenda that taxpayers shouldn't be funding. Here's Max Primorac with the Conservative Heritage Foundation. He previously held several senior roles at USAID.
A lot of the aid programs that we were doing were not always tied to our foreign policy objectives. And by subsuming the aid agencies, you can better align with our national interests and also with our values.
So the administration shut down USAID and moved a handful of the parts they wanted to keep, like humanitarian relief and a few hundred staff, under the State Department.
Let's talk about the effects. Secretary of State Rubio said in May that no one died as a result of the cuts. Is that true?
Unfortunately, no. NPR interviewed a mother in Nigeria. Her son had sickle cell anemia, and he began running a fever, but the clinic that they usually went to, funded by USAID, had been closed, and the boy died the next day.